This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Bob Katter has been running an election ad in Queensland, which even the most unlikely people, like Andrew Bolt and Joe Hockey, for example, found disgusting and homophobic. Have a listen.
How well do you really know Campbell Newman? Do you think he'll stand up for your family values? Do you think he'll really stand up to the Greens and other minority groups? Then think again. The LNP leader supports gay marriage, just like Greens leader Bob Brown.
I support gay marriage.
That's right, he supports gay marriage.
But the LNP leader does back gay marriage.
Well, I've said before that I support gay marriage.
Is a vote for LNP leader Campbell Newman a vote for gay marriage?
Authorised by Luke Shaw, Katter's Australia Party, Brisbane.
Well, there it goes. I can't begin to describe it, actually what it looks like to you. If you haven't already seen it, Google it. It's out there on YouTube. It features a weird pixelated picture of two naked gentlemen, only from the waist up, of course. Terribly tasteful. And some footage of Campbell Newman folding up a skirt. So it's dog whistling in all sorts of directions. Now, James Newbury, who mounted a pro-marriage equality demonstration outside Katter's Mount Isa office a little while ago, has been in the thick of this the last day or so, and he joins us on the line now. Good evening, James.
Good evening, Doug. Great to be back.
Yes, nice to hear from you. Tell us a little bit about this ad. It's caused a bit of a stir, hasn't it?
Oh, I hadn't really noticed. No, this is one of the most amazing pieces of free media grabbing, attention-seeking vilification I've seen in my 33 years of existence. It's incredible. If you're media planners, you've got to be pleased with your bang for buck.
Do you think that was the reason for it? Do you think that was the idea? Do you think he went all out to do the shock horror thing?
Of course it was. I mean, here we have a party that is polling within the margin of error of existing, and the man is desperate, so they push out this piece of political, well, let's just say communication, because we're pre-watershed.
Yeah, it's very odd that he seems to have shoved an awful lot of people off the fence and nicely into our paddock rather than in the anti-gay marriage paddock. Andrew Bolt, for example, hated the ad and said so, even though he's no great fan of gay marriage. Malcolm Turnbull last night on Q&A sort of came off the fence a bit and said he didn't mind if we called our relationships marriage. Do you think this is backfiring?
Oh, no, because this is really about, aside from the free media thing, the purpose of the free media is to take the extreme right flank vote away from the LNP and deliver it to Katter's Australia Party. And the result of that is that Katter's Australia Party will get a boost in electoral funding provided they get over 4% in a seat.
Do you think they might end up holding the balance of power, Katter as kingmaker?
I don't. I don't see that happening. It is a possibility. The polling we're seeing in Mount Isa is that Robbie Katter, Bob Katter's son, will hold the seat, and incidentally, the third politician named Robert Katter.
Also with a hat.
Seat of Mount Isa.
Also with a hat, but a good deal prettier.
No, it doesn't have a hat. I really feel I should send him one.
Well, look, we've got a little bit more now I want to play you. It's not from the ad, but Bob Katter did an interview here in Melbourne this morning with Neil Mitchell on 3AW. Apart from the fact that most of the interview was pretty incoherent, so I'm not going to inflict most of it on you. I think he'd been in the bar already. But here's a few little grabs from that ad.
The ad with the two men in it.
Yeah.
That's almost identical to the ad that they ran, which was very controversial in Queensland. It was on bus stops where kids waited for buses. It's almost identical ad. It's actually their ad, not ours.
So why the
They want to promote their behaviour. So, I mean, they should be pleased that we're doing the same thing.
What about the two blokes... shirtless blokes, one kissing the other one on the head. What's that about?
Look, Neil, I just told you. I mean, how many times do I have to tell you? What, five times, do I?
Yes, please.
Before you sort of understand it, right?
Yeah.
That is
their advertisement. That is the controversial advertisement that went in Queensland at all the bus stops.
No, I didn't understand. You're not homophobic.
Look, Matt, I didn't even know what the term means, to be perfectly honest with you. And I'm not going to get out a dictionary to find out what it means.
Okay. I mean,
so not only ignorant, but willfully ignorant and determined to remain so. Did you notice how, James, how he segued in the course of that from saying that the guys in the ad were similar to the ones in the bus shelter rip and roll ads to saying that they actually were the bus shelter ads? What's he playing at there?
Well, he's just trying to do the traditional, you know, equate your opponents with disease and disgust, but the problem...
It's not the same two guys who were in the ad.
No, that's where I was getting. The problem with Mr. Catter's argument is that these two are two French guys who aren't a couple in his ad. He didn't have the copyright permissions to run the ad. He didn't get clearance from Channel 10 to use their footage. And it's really odd that he's confused about the ad, because not only did it not run on bus shelters, it ran on billboards. But Mr. Catter was holding a poster-sized version of the ad 2 weeks ago up saying, look at how disgusting the gays are. So, you know, I mean...
He also made the argument that if you don't like our ad, you're against gay marriage. But if you do like our ad, you're for gay marriage, because it's the same thing the gays are doing.
okay, well...
Which planet are we on here?
Oh, planet Catter.
You know, I didn't really drink before I moved to Mount Isa, but, you know, these days. the upshot is that Mr. Catter has once again lost his mind. I mean, it's similar to pre-senile dementia, I'm sure of it.
James, it's Rod Swift here. Just another quick question. Now, there's also been other controversies that have only recently been uncovered about this. Not only is there the issue about the stock photography, of course, being used, that there's a French couple, that there's no permission to use it in political ads, and there's been complaints made by the photographer. But, of course, there's now, of course, James Packer. The Packers have now come out and said that their $250,000 donation to Catter's Australia Party that they've made that donation. But of course, now they're distancing themselves very, very quickly from saying that they that this ad is acceptable, because obviously people are now drawing a link to the fact that the Packer family has helped fund potentially this ad. What do you think of them running a mile away from this ad?
Well, I think it's a good start, but I mean, let's remember that the Packer family owns Channel 10. Own a majority stake in Channel 10. This ran during Modern Family, of all shows.
Irony alert.
The Packer family also make a whole bunch of money out of pokey machines. Now, Bob Catter is incredibly anti-pokey machines, so what I think this is they've given money to a politician that's going to protect their business interests, and what they're experiencing now is a form of buyer's remorse. I mean, we've all bought something that didn't match the description on the box.
I was going to say, Andrew Wilkie's already come out saying there's an issue in regards to the donation and how it might impact on pokies. But another thing...
How it might impact on the vote on the Parliament on pokies.
No. I'm not going to suggest that...
No.
You're not. Andrew Wilkie did.
But moving on from there, there's also been a bit of controversy about the fact that, of course, there's some voiceover talent in this ad, and apparently it's somebody who's employed, at least on a contract basis, from what we understand, by your ABC.
I love my ABC. I'm such a fan.
And the irony is apparently that the person who did the voiceover work on this ad works in ABC WA Regional Radio and did a pro-GLBTI story on air recently, and it's like a bit of an irony that she's doing freelance voiceover work for an anti-gay cause.
Yes, in my opinion, Ms. McGill is either mercenary and doesn't actually care about youth suicide. After all, as we know, 14% of... straight youth will attempt suicide or serious self-harm compared to 30% of gay youth. Both of those numbers are too high, but what Ms. McGill seems to be trying to do is line her pockets with cash from whoever comes along. So my opinion is that either she's mercenary or she believes in this ad.
Yeah, I was going to say the latest news on that one, and very briefly, because we know time's getting on, is that apparently the ABC is now launching an official investigation and she's been suspended.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting.
And some ABC journalists are not happy about that, apparently.
No. ABC 612 in Brisbane were, they were asking me if I had any remorse for bringing this up in the blog that like seven people read. But my argument is I'm not the only guy on the planet who can use Google, so...
No, I mean, you know, I think if she chose to get involved with this, whether it was just for the pay or whether it was out of conviction, she was in breach of her employment conditions anyway, and she could hardly...
That's the fundamental argument.
She could hardly hope to keep it secret, given what, the publicity surrounding anything GATA does.
And Doug, there's
it's not just that. Every political ad in the country is required to have written and authorised and spoken by for the last 36 frames, for the last second and a half. That is the law of the land. And as a professional voice talent, Ms. McGill must have known this. She also knew that she was bound by the ABC's editorial policy, and she didn't seek permission.
Yeah, as the old adage goes, you lie down with a dog, you get up with fleas, and she's caught a bad dose of fleas, I'm afraid. Mm-hmm. A couple of messages here from a listener in South Yarra. I abhor the advertisement and agree with Bob Brown. It should be removed. It's a hate crime. And Uncle Bob needs a wake-up call. This is Pauline Hanson revisited with gay marriage as the issue. Well, thanks for that, South Yarra. James, do you think this will now die down, or is this going to run and run and run? Is Catter going to milk it for all it's worth?
No, what will happen next is Mr. Catter will go quiet and he'll stop talking about gays, as he likes to do, and what he'll do is in town hall meetings and whatnot, talk very quietly about, child predatory behaviour and things of that nature. This is his standard modus operandi.
Right.
And, I mean, we've been watching it, and we're just disgusted.
Well, look, James, we're going to have to wind that up here because we're running out of time, and Keza here, sitting behind the panel, is waiting to do her own show, and she doesn't want me to steal any minutes off her.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So,
thank you for having me.
So you're more than welcome, and look forward to meeting you when you come down here for the Atheist Conference.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you then.
Okay, thanks. That's James Newbury up there in Queensland.
You're listening to The Rainbow Report. News and current affairs for the Rainbow community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.